Chapter 4, Part 4. A volar entre rocas, east wall, left. If you're using the Dollhouse Tactile map, we are moving from the location C at the southwest corner and edge of the west wall, and moving diagonally back towards the entrance and to the northeast corner, location I, left of where you came in. Instead of continuing along the south wall and moving clockwise around the gallery, I'm moving diagonally back towards the entrance. Facing the east wall, I face the largest print in the exhibition. Within the video showing in gallery, Mariana edits this very image. Unlike the previous two images, this one clearly reveals itself as a composite. Most of the image is textured dark stone with white mortar, but in the upper left corner is a quarter circle window. Brick is laid around the perimeter like seconds on a clock. Within that brick frame is a metal window grille with vertical bars, and within that, the window pane opens outward. Here's where it gets strange. Where the window should reveal a space beyond, instead, there's only more stone wall, the same stone that fills the rest of the image. My eye knows this has been doctored. The illusion becomes harder to accept. However, where the window glass is fixed and closed, it actually reflects trees from a courtyard beyond. So, other than where the window opens into impossible stone, it's a convincing illusion. It's just that the more you think about it, the more you realize it's not quite right. Like memories. Like dreams. In the lower right corner, the stone wall ends in creeping ground cover ivy. There's a whisper of brick courtyard floor, and growing from the edges of the wall are those flat-leafed plants. But these are particularly vibrant. They're dark kale green with lemon yellow spines and leaf veins, like tiger stripes. It's very dynamic against the light and dark stone. Surrounding this large piece is quite a bit of text, almost like a frame, though you really have to search for it line by line. Reading from bottom to top, left to right, these stones saw the signing of Treaty 1 a handful of generations ago. Los monasterios, en las faldas, de Popocatépetl, were constructed around the same time as El Palacio de Cortes. To the left of this work, on the ground, is a single triangular tyndall stone, polished edge facing forward. To the right are several smaller flat stones stacked on top of each other in two piles. The flat, topmost pieces look like chocolate bars broken into chunks, with a slightly larger flat stone at the bottom of each stack. All have polished tops, only their sides are rough and unpolished. I want to note something about these stone arrangements. Mariana ships a variety of stones for each exhibition and then trusts their instincts to place them relative to the new location rather than having predefined sculptural intentions. At the end of the show, these stones will be available for community members to take. We'll make an announcement online. For sighted visitors moving through the space, unless particularly interested in geological textures, these stones might not demand much attention. But when considered as an object that one would move into your space, these details become more personal. If you're considering taking one of these stones home at the end of the exhibition, the specific shapes and textures I've described may help you decide which stone calls to you. If you're interested, let our team know.